making Wichita easier to navigate for people with dementia. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank and listeners like you.
Coming up, can learning improv help with anxiety?
I'll tell you, if you're working through some stuff, you can spend several hours doing this and not think about that at all, because this keeps your brain busy.
But first, Michaela Gingrich Gaylord traveled to Japan about 2 years ago and immediately noticed something different about the way that country treats its older generation.
You know, cafes that hire elders, just in the entire community of Tokyo, which is massive, you could see it everywhere, this reverence for elders and support.
As CEO and president of Comfort Care Homes in Wichita, Gingrich Gaylord returned home thinking Wichita could do more to welcome older citizens, in particular people living with dementia and their caregivers. So she launched the Purple Line Project. It's named for the Tokyo trains that are painted purple to designate them as elderly friendly. Purple is also the color for Alzheimer's awareness. As part of the project, Gingrich Gaylord trains Wichita area businesses on things they can do to better accommodate people with memory loss.
Aging processes can isolate folks, and we want to think about how can we expand the community around them and it not just be this is where they live and that's the only place they can be.
The changes don't have to be huge or costly. The Monarch restaurant in Delano developed a simplified Purple Line menu that helps customers with dementia order without feeling overwhelmed. Some businesses switched to having chairs with arms and without wheels to help older people feel more stable. The Wichita Public Library started offering memory kits that feature games, puzzles, and other activities caregivers can use to engage with their loved ones who are experiencing memory loss.
This is just what are the two or three things you can do to elevate your practice so that you're more compassionate, accessible, and then these folks who need our resources and want to be in community can still do that.
Businesses who take the training get a Purple Line sticker to put on their door, and their names are added to Comfort Care's website. So far, there are more than a dozen, and they include Botanica, Old Cowtown, and the Wichita Wind Surge. During a recent training with the Wichita Symphony, Gingrich Gaylord urged the group to think about what caregivers face.
It is not easy to take a person with dementia who's really struggling, maybe with symptoms or behaviors, to even lunch, right? Let alone to a symphony performance. But the benefits of it are astronomical.
The group talked about having shorter concerts maybe for older people, or sending soloists or small groups to perform at assisted living centers. Symphony Executive Director Tim Storhoff says the training offered a new perspective on how they can be more welcoming for all ages.
This was so easy to do. It was fun, and I think this is ultimately going to be good for business, and it's the right thing to do.
If enough local businesses or attractions participate, Gingrich Gaylord envisions an easier day out for people living with dementia and the people who care for them.
One day somebody could hop on the queue line with mom or dad. They could have this really lovely day where they feel connected to the community. And that's a lot of what people with dementia need, is just that consistent and continued connection. Because just because your brain's changing doesn't mean that you don't need all of those normal things that we all need.
You can read more about the Purple Line Project at KMUW.org. When you think of improv comedy, you probably envision laugh factories like Second City or Saturday Night Live. But it turns out the comedy exercise can also have practical implications for everyday life. For this month's edition of Culture Pop, Hugo Fan talks with some local improv players who say laughter is great medicine for anxiety.
At the Flying Pig, you can catch an improv comedy show every weekend. There, actors engage with the crowd.
Okay, to get us started, we need a story. So, where's a terrible place to go on a first date with someone?
Cemetery.
In cast members, weave a scene out of thin air. When it's not the weekend, the Flying Pig doubles as a school where anyone can take a class or a seminar.
When I first started taking improv classes at Flying Pig, I realized that improv itself is healing.
That's Jenny Hudson-Findling. She's a child therapist who also performs on Flying Pig's in-house comedy team, Speakeasy. She's combining her two passions with a six-week seminar in March called Improv Therapy for Anxiety.
Basically, we will play improv games, which is so great for developing creativity, cognitive flexibility, sharpening those memory skills, just building community and joy and an intentional relationships with others. And we'll talk about some worries that people have. So we'll go deep for just a little bit in each session, talk about people's fears, anxiety, and then go back into the games and some scene work and end on a high note.
It's all part of a practice called applied improv, an idea where acting exercises are used in non-acting situations. Andrew Bennett is a marriage and family therapist who performs with the Say What improv team. He says the fundamentals of improv can be useful in therapeutic settings.
You know, the whole foundation of improv is, you know, yes and, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to accept, you know, where I'm at in my situation. I'm going to accept kind of, you know, what life has given me. And what am I going to add to that? How am I going to move forward with that? So, you know, those basic concepts are just key for anybody's life, really. And you can add those in any therapy session.
Flying Pig founder and owner Jesse Gray says her theater is a space where people can come to shake off their everyday worries and live in the moment.
I'm not saying that it's a miracle place for everybody. But I'll tell you, if you're working through some stuff, you can spend several hours doing this and not think about that at all, because this keeps your brain busy.
For Findling, who describes improv as play therapy for adults, the attraction of the art form lies in connecting with others and being present.
I love the passion that happens, the just raw emotion that can come out through improv. It's something that is different from your everyday experiences. There's no problem solving that has to happen. You just get to be creative and free and expressive and play like a child.
For The Range, I'm Hugo Fan.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me.
Before we go, a few words on Olympic glory. The Winter Olympics will wrap up this weekend, and it's been another lesson on the fickle nature of sport. I grew up watching ABC's Wide World of Sports. Its opening montage famously promised the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. This Olympics has had plenty of both. We celebrated American skier Breezy Johnson's gold in the women's downhill and saw teammate Lindsey Vonn break her leg in a horrible crash. We saw U.S. figure skaters win a team gold, but quad god Ilya Malinin missed the podium altogether in the men's event. As Malinin skated off the ice, TV commentator Terry Gannon said, "Nothing is certain in sports. There is no such thing as inevitable." Every 4 years, we learn it all over again. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.